What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we have Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I was listening to your recitation of the news today, and it occurs to me what I heard was a litany of lunacy.
Yes,
The whole world has gone nuts. I can't believe this stuff. Teaching masturbation from first graders to kindergartners, an expensive school in the yard. This nonsense about trying to promote reparations by taking land from one group of people and giving it to others. It's just a litany of one crazy thing after another. And when mm-hmm. you hear that stuff, you have to think, what the hell has happened to this country?
It's definitely falling apart. Now, you know, a lot of this stuff gets put out there, you know, to keep us distracted amongst ourselves and from focusing on the real problem, which is how badly this country is being managed by a political class that doesn't know anything at all outside of how to be political.
Yeah, that's a problem with politicians. I mean, they work with blinders on, that they know what they know. And the problem with them is that they're arrogant enough to think that they don't know better about how to run your affairs than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, you see the world kind of coming apart at the seams now, because it's like AOC in Congress. You get people who are up there, like Charles Schumer and Mitch McConnell. They won't go away. They're like a bad odor that won't go away. And year after year after decade, they spend decades up there. I watch television. I rarely watch television. When I do, I see the same cast of characters day in and day out running their mouths.
Yep.
And I wonder, why don't you just go home or just die? Just get out of the way. My God. See that shriveled up Nancy Pelosi?
Yes.
Sticking her finger up in the air.
I mean, you look at these people, and you have to come to the conclusion that massive election fraud did not start last November.
Oh, no, it didn't. Those people would not have been there decade after decade if there weren't election fraud somewhere in their respective states, I assure you. I mean, I know many people who live in Arizona, and so that they tell me the same thing that you probably heard. We never voted for John McCain, and we don't know anybody else who voted for John McCain.
Yeah, I heard the same thing from people I know in Arizona.
Yeah, and it's not just John McCain, it's others, for crying out loud. You can't get rid of these people, they're in church. Yeah, it's depressing. To tell you the truth, Mike, sometimes I think I'm going to pull up states and move to Costa Rica. Just to get away from this bolivia. This country has gone absolutely crazy, and it's not going to get any better. And if we don't do something to replace Biden and get him out of office and take control of government again,
I'm surprised Biden is still in office, giving Kamala Harris obviously champing at the bit, and Biden's continued fumbling, and embarrassing himself every time he opens his mouth.
Yes, yes. I am enjoying watching the fall of Anthony Fauci.
Yes, I'm enjoying that, too.
I think his little empire is coming apart, the seams right now.
Apparently Fauci is reversed himself again. He's saying that everybody is reading his emails out of context, and he still supports the claim that COVID-19 originated in nature. So somebody yanked his leash good and hard.
Oh, Lord. He's known since January 2020. I think I heard you say this today. I've heard other people say that damn virus was an engineered virus. He's known that, but they have perpetrated the most outrageous hoax on American people.
Yes,
and I don't know how in the hell he can get away with that. I agree with Rand Paul. He is probably criminally liable for things.
Yes.
I don't know what it's going to take to get him to get him off stage. He just won't shut up.
But no, every time he opens his mouth now, he's in love with his own self image.
Yeah, every time he opens his mouth, he digs a bigger hole for himself. You know, he's another one. He just needs to die or go away. You know, with a whole cast of characters up there in D.C., these people have been in Congress for decades. Make me sick. They literally make me ill. All right, I've had my rant. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I was just reading a message from Don Wiskin. We're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day. Good week to you. Listen, before I get to the fraudulent freak Fauci, let's get back to what Kelly is asking, your last caller is asking. I'll tell you what's going on with this. What's the problem? One of the problems we got with this country, Kelly, Mike.
Yeah.
Is we allowed, during the Vietnam era, we allowed these leftist communist Marxists to become professors in our universities while their chicken asses wouldn't go to war. We had all the white boys getting their asses shot off.
Yes.
They're sending to Vietnam, Korea. That's what the problem here is, my gentleman, is we allowed these leftist Marxist communists to get over in our universities and teach all these lily white chicken hawks not to fight and to hate their country. Same thing's going on right now as we speak. All these white kids are hating their culture. They hate their white skin color. They can't even stand on and look at their skin when they're in the shower. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're being told to hate their white skin. But in the meantime, these blacks that are keep screaming their head off about reparation my ass, Mike. Hey, listen. They were selling each other in Africa. How come that isn't taught in the schools? How come this bumbling buffoon who was in the Ku Klux Klan, basically, knows this? He's going to fight popcorn, or whatever the hell he was when he was a lifeguard. This imbecile was a lifeguard. He started out as a lifeguard. Now he's the president of the United States. This idiot looks like Mr. Magoo. And this guy's going to talk about, we ought to give reparations? Are you kidding me? The blacks still kill each other in Africa by the thousands. Look at the United States and every city right now, Mike.
Yes.
We got to give them reparations. We saved their culture. We saved them from total annihilation. There wouldn't be no blacks left in Africa, probably, from the famines and every other thing if it weren't for the white man. And they were killing each other.
Well, I don't know that I would go that far.
Back in the 1600s.
They are, shall we say, productive.
Well, Mike, look, let's be on the level here, Mike. Let's get to the truth before I get to Fauci. The Afro-Americans came to this country and they're the richest black culture in the world is in the United States of America. And they're still bitching. They're murdering each other like crazy. But in Africa, you know what? They want to pull that crap in Africa. They'd kill you in a heartbeat, Mike. And you know what? In the 1600s, okay, when they came over here as slaves, you ask most of the slaves back in during the Civil War, they were pretty damn happy being on a plantation because they know where their food was coming. It's when they got their freedom from after the Civil War that they really found out how hard it really was. And the white people found out, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, during the Vietnam War, we allowed these chicken-hawked Marxists to take over our country. That's exactly what's happening here in all these college campuses. White people hate these white trash are hating their own self. You got a bumbling buffoon like Biden who stole that election, that criminal. His son Hunter's our biggest crackhead around. Banged a stripper. Wouldn't admit that he got her pregnant. Good looking girl. That's all she's good for is her body. She had a frame, but that's no brain in the head, no motor in the head. But you know the problem is we have allowed these nitwit demon rats, communist white trash, along with the Zionist swine, to take over our country. Let's get to the truth about all this. Marxist communism, Bolshevikism. And I have to agree with the one guy from Carolina about Fauci. He should be basically hung. That fraudulent freak. He's a fraudulent, lying, conniving, little demonic man, that little Fauci. And that thing was made in the Wuhan lab. It was made in a lab. The Chinese now are 90 million more men and women over there, so they're down there telling all the women to have. Now they're going to start killing off the boys, and they want girls. Think about it. They don't want the Chinese family to have boys anymore. They want girls because they're going to have 90 million sex robots over there, Mike. Think about the truth.
I'm not sure that I agree, you know, with that last part. I mean, I'm going to have to look into it. you know, Tom, sometimes you can let your enthusiasm sort of carry you away. And, you know,
Mike,
we do need to be very careful that we stick with the facts.
Mike, how many more millions of men are in China than women? Tell me the truth.
It is definitely weighted toward the male population, and that that was cultural because, you know, in times past, not today, but in times past, yeah, female children were killed off because they needed the males to, you know, do chores around the farms and, you know, help with the harvest. But, you know,
Mike,
as China has modernized, that's no longer a factor.
Mike, they did that for the military. So they wanted the men in the military. They had the biggest standing army in the world. India's right behind them. India,
yes.
I believe India and China together have over 160 million more men and women in those two continents. Okay, now, if you don't look, you can look it up on the website, how many millions more men are in China than women. Same with India, Mike. Okay? Here in the United States, it's the opposite. White men are not even breeding their races back, basically. The white Northern European males in this country not even having, what, one kid per birthing female? It's off the charts. And, you know, Mike, before I want to go back on the immigration in a minute, but, you know, Mike, we've got to look at the real truth of the fact here, okay? The Chinese are not, they don't care if they lose half their population in an all-out civil war, nuclear war. You think the Indians, I mean, Mike, what's going on? They don't care. They have millions and billions of more people than we, hundreds of millions more people than the United States.
Don't forget George Bush was talking about the useless eaters in this country that he wanted to do without.
Well, you got Bill Gates saying the same thing, Mike.
Yeah.
That crook. You know, Bill Gates was so against the world population. Why didn't he have his kids with that woman he's divorcing? Why did he have kids with her? Think about all these hypocrites. And then you got this bumbling Bezos buying up, he's buying up everything. Hollywood, he's buying up all the studios and everything. This Bezos, his real name is Jurgensen. It's all a big cabal, man. It's a giant cabal. But, you know, going back to the last caller he had, he's basically right. The news is it's a clown circus. You got AOC talking about her grandmother's house, and here this broad's making $185,000 a year. Why don't you send $85,000 over to your grandmother in Puerto Rico, Anacio Ocasio-Cortez, who keeps saying she's a Latina, and she has nothing to do with being a Latina, Mike. She's Hispanic. I'm sick of hearing this crap. I'm a Latino. You're not a Latino. You're not a Roman. You're not a Roman. You're not a Roman. You're not an Italian. How can you say you're a Latino? You're Hispanic. Anacio Ocasio-Cortez. Come on, Mike. It's all about a big cabal, lie, scam, jam, whatever the hell they want to jam it down your throat with all this nonsense.
Tom,
and people are getting fed up, Mike.
Tom,
yeah,
what's the common thread that runs through all of these people? It's their connections to the CIA. You know, and the reason you see people who are getting away with crimes that they should be punished for is they're protected. The Clintons are a good example. They're untouchables because of their relationship with the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yes, you're right, Mike. Mike, now can I get to immigration real quick? They talked about it on the news here.
Real quick, because I get a lot of emails
saying
that
you're just ranting
too
much about immigration. Mike, there's over 250,000 gang members in the United States of America.
Yes, there are.
And just illegals, okay? So we're bringing over armies of gang members to take on who? White America? Mike?
Yep.
Who's allowing this? And you have bumbling buffoon, that imbecile looks like a Magoo. He's a president of the United States, and you got this commie Kamala Harris, one heartbeat away when they make him go away, and she's going to take over? This whole thing's a scam. Like, I can't believe how the hatred they have for white Americans. It's got to stop. It's got to stop at all costs, man. If
it does
Northern
there.
European males and females, there would be no damn country.
I've let you go on for a while. And I got other callers waiting on the line. We need to give them their turn. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Another great call by Tom. But, you know, in one way, he's mistaken. I have to disagree with him. Mm-hmm. Remember the 1965 immigration bill?
Yeah.
77% of Democrats voted for it. 85% of Republicans voted for it. So this has been a bipartisan destruction of the United States. It's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans also. Tom's right. Immigration is a huge issue. mean, living in the New York area, I saw the writing on the wall 30 years ago. And, you know, it starts on the coast. Everything starts in New York and California. And then it moves inland, right?
Yes.
It moves into Middle America. So there's no escaping this immigration invasion. And Tom's right on the money. You know, I wanted to get on, I called a couple weeks ago. I said, be very careful of what kind of Republicans you vote for. And, you know, I would argue that Biden is an establishment Republican. In the campaign, he said, nothing will fundamentally change, quote. That's
yeah.
what he said. Nothing will fundamentally change. And that's true. You know, spending continues. These defense contracts continue.
Mm-hmm.
Not much has changed since he's been in office. And a lot of ways, if you look at Biden's voting record through the years, he's an establishment Republican.
Yes.
He voted for the Iraq War. He voted for NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. He voted for the Patriot Act. Remember, it was the Republicans who voted majority for those issues. Sure, it was 20 years ago, but still, have things changed? I don't know.
No, presidents may come and presidents may go, but the corruption and the wars go on forever.
In the 2002 war against Iraq vote, in the House of Representatives, six Republicans voted against the war. 126 Democrats voted against the war. 126 to 6 who were against it. So the Republican establishment, gave us the war in Iraq. And that goes for a lot of other issues. The Patriot Act, NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the votes in the Congress were Republicans voted for NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. So this talk that Democrats alone destroyed this country is nonsense.
I don't think anybody is actually saying that. You know, we've been saying all along, you know, both parties are corrupt. Both parties, you know, pander to their supporters and their backers. Both parties, you know, bend over for Israel. And it is a bipartisan problem, and it's going to require some bipartisan ropes around some bipartisan trees.
Well, no, not your show. I just mean your people I know, Republicans. I know people, they'll just vote Republican no matter what. They voted for Bush, they voted for Romney, they voted for McCain. They just blindly support the Republicans, and that's a big mistake. And if you voted,
it's a big mistake to vote the party line when you're not really paying attention to what the party is doing.
Yes,
but you know, it's a very lazy way for people to feel that they're involved in the government without actually taking the time or the effort to really understand what's going on.
Yes, and I sadly, I know a lot of people, they just every 2 or 4 years,
yeah,
they just vote straight Republican ticket. They don't even do any remedial research behind these guys.
No, they don't. Well, Jim,
anyway,
I'm afraid I'm going to have to let
yes,
you go. We got to
thank
take
you.
A
have a good day.
And we'll be back with more calls.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
A friendly reminder and a beg and a grovel that Republic Broadcasting Network does need your continuing support so that we may go on keeping Americans fully informed so that they can make good choices. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can get a make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So state your preference, and if it's the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size, obviously, and a return address where we can send the promo item. If you donate $115, that's 115, you will get a cup and a t-shirt. And don't forget the Frontside Firearms deal. That is really a sweetheart deal for Second Amendment enthusiasts. Okay, and we're going to go back to the phones to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to say for Tom, please, with all the venom and the energy, you know, generalizing black people this and black people. I'm a black woman. I'm going to tell you, none of the things you're saying, both black people fit me and I'm black. Okay?
Okay.
You have to stop listening to the propaganda like it's real. These are people trying to get us to fight. Hey, let's you and him fight. They
yes.
control the media. It's
you're
all
absolutely
fake.
Right.
They have to hire Antifa. They're hiring these people. They got judges. They got lawyers. They got all this money from foundations. George Soros is paying for this. So when you keep saying white women and now you're right about white people. You white people better start having some babies, okay? And that's the truth. That's the God's honest truth. But
okay.
what I'm saying is it's not helpful because and the guy that called next, oh, I like that call. Okay, but how does that move us forward toward freedom or toward getting your lives back under your own control? Or, you know, I would like to ask Tom, do you pay taxes? Because for all this screaming and yelling, are you still giving these people money to do what they're doing? Because, see, this is how it works. If I'm a bully and you give me your lunch money every day, I'm never going to stop telling you give me that money. Never. There is no incentive for me to stop when you are such a lay-down dog that you'll just, you know, take the black eye. I mean, you may win, but you're going to bleed. And you don't even need to bleed to not give them the fruit of your labor. You don't owe them your money. And they wouldn't be able to do this without your money. And the thing is, they've got, you know, once they get you to the digital currency, oh, my gosh. I mean, there is no, you know, at least the tulip bulb craze. Finally, there was a tulip bulb. With the digital currency, there's no nothing. It's just whatever they say. And the thing is, 911, people still don't understand what happened there. The COVID thing. Everything we've been saying for a year, now here it comes out, and now
yep.
it's, oh, well, you know, the Chinese, did you see the Chinese threatening nuclear war? If keep this investigation going.
Well, they weren't really threatening it. They were saying that they were ready for it, which is not
quite
the same thing.
Well, no, but my point is, when you blame yep. them for something that the CIA, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Obama, what the criminals did this, they just patsied out the Chinese. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The Chinese,
they contracted out some of the refinement to the Chinese labs because it's illegal to do that here in the United States.
Right.
Now it's gone public and they want to blame the Chinese and, you know, try and hide those links back to U.S. Universities and U.S.
And this is my point. 3.7 million from NIH. This is your tax dollars. Why are you
yeah.
giving them money? I mean, this is what I'm saying. People, if you want to take action, it's simple. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. When they tell you wear a mask, no. When they tell you to take a vaccine, no. When you shouldn't have your children in their schools. They're lying to them. How do
yes.
you think you got where you are right now? They test those kids. They know how dumb they are. They made them that way. They tested them to make sure they were that way. And this is
mm-hmm.
going on four generations. And I'm telling you, there's nothing going to change except what the people change. And let me make sure people understand how fast the change is. If you picked up a globe and every day you picked a country, North America, okay, Canada, United States, Mexico, break it down. You know, America, 50 states, start Washington, Oregon, California. See what I'm saying? You can
mm-hmm.
learn all the places in the world. Do you really want to spend your money and send your children to go kill people in far-off places who've done nothing? You know, Tom was talking about, oh, the people that wouldn't go to Vietnam. Give me a break, man. Are you kidding? You were a sucker if you went to Vietnam. To go kill people to, what, save us from communism? Excuse me, didn't they just ship your whole manufacturing base to friggin' China? They're cutting up babies and got 3 million Uyghurs and Christians and organ donation camps and work camps. And we're trading with them and letting them have all the factories. And, you know, we can't smelt a damn bullet in this country, but we're going to sit here and puff out our chest about how much we care about. We're full of crap. We're paying money to people
yep.
who are killing us, and we need
yes.
to stop it. So
yes.
it's a simple matter. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. HisAdvocates.com, HisAdvocates.tv. Cancel
okay,
your contract.
Okay, Lauren, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We've got
okay,
more callers
you.
Waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to steal the seven seas.
And welcome back to our show here, and I'm just seeing this headline on One American News Network. The director of the National Institutes of Health has now come on out ridiculing this idea that the COVID-19 came from a laboratory in China, and it's pretty obvious that the National Institutes of Health are very concerned, shall we say, that the lab origin of COVID-19 is going to link back to them. So they're definitely circling the wagons on that one. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones to James in Tokyo. Ohayo gozaimasu. Genki desu. What's on your mind today?
Genki desu, Mike. How are you? It's been a while since I called in.
Yes.
First of all, I'm really surprised with Layla. I mean, one day I'm listening to your show, and she really went after you and said she wasn't going to support RBN anymore. And then the next time I listen, she is very kind and sweet, and she has her own radio show. And
yes.
Good fortune and such, and with her change in personalities, I think she should apply for the leading role in the remake of the movie Sybil.
Yes.
Anyway, Mike, I'm very disappointed with you. Your show recently, you haven't spoke about the most dire and important issue facing America since America's inception. You know what that is, right?
Please enlighten me.
White supremacy, of course.
Being sort of white myself, I think, I'm rather ambivalent about it.
Well, anyway, I mean, I just find it very strange that Biden, with all the problems in the facing America in the world, that he considers that to be the most dire issue. Though,
Biden is saying that it's definitely an agenda that's being pushed again. As Lauren was saying, the goal is to get us to fight each other rather than unite together.
Absolutely.
And take a good hard look at just how poor the management of this nation is under the current political class.
Yeah, they want to create race wars and also destroy America. I mean, for example, Sweden now is the second most dangerous country in Europe. And Tom,
yeah, it didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, Tom, they're totally open borders right now. So a lot of those people from Mara Salvatrucha, commonly known as MS-13 from El Salvador, a lot of those tough hombres like that warm weather, Tom, in Florida. So if I were you, you might want to think about going to a good place like Japan where they keep the borders closed and don't take too kindly to illegal immigration. And lastly, Mike, I'm very disappointed with you. You always show your excellent knowledge of science, and it's very impressive. You know, for the past, I don't know how many years I've been listening to you, maybe almost 2 decades probably. You show such a fantastic knowledge.
Okay.
You always display a fantastic knowledge of a lot of different aspects of science, and it's very impressive. But you took the vaccine before the experimental results came in. Now, I understand, you know, that you're not like Dustin, who's like the old lady in the Twilight Zone living in the basement, who doesn't want to come outside. She's scared of Mr. Death, and he's wearing his 3 masks, and he's waiting for Dr. Fauci to tell him it's okay to go out to the Jersey Shore and take a swim in the ocean, as long as you wear a mask, of course. But you took it, and you didn't get all the results, and you didn't even know the ingredients. Why'd you do
that?
Well,
you know, again, we were in a coerced situation where Claire's mother is in a nursing home, and they literally said, you will not be allowed to visit her without a vaccine, and we chose the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because at that time, there had not been any reports of adverse reactions to that vaccine, and we literally drove an hour each way to find a vaccination center that had the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, and since we were there and Claire was getting the jab, I figured, you know, well, what the heck, you know, I can visit my mother-in-law now. I regret having done so. I'm still not recommending that anybody else get the shot, but that's just the way it came on down. And it wasn't that I took the shot because I thought it was actually going to help anything. It was literally a case of my mother-in-law being held hostage to get me to take the shot.
Well, at least I'm happy you got that one, because I believe that the one that you got is an antibody based. It's not the mRNA based, so it might be a little better for you, so I'm happy. But you weren't able to just take a test and show that you had a negative test for COVID?
No, the nursing home would not allow that. We had, Claire and I both had 2 tests each. They both came back negative. But the nursing home said only vaccinated people will be allowed inside, and so we were kind of cornered. And like I said, I didn't take it because I thought it was good for me or the right thing to do medically. Like I said, they were holding my mother-in-law hostage.
That's, Mike, you know, that's just absolutely horrible, because you have, 5 Democratic governors that have send people into nursing homes with COVID and kill thousands of people, and yet they wouldn't let you and the lovely harp-playing angel in. I just find that terrible.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Well, anyway, it was good talking to you, hearing your voice. Wish you and clear the best, and hope to talk soon, Mike. Thank you
all
for taking my call.
All right, same to you. Sayonara, and we're going to change over to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to touch on what the last caller said, man. I mean, you know, acquiescence is going to happen to us all, but, you know, at one point in time, we're the reason why, you know, all of this is still happening. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, what the politics are like in Indiana, dude, where you are or anything like that, dude. But, you know, I mean, where I'm in Alabama, dude, you know, all of these nursing homes and all that stuff, dude, that require you to have a vaccination or something like that, dude, I'd pull my family member out of that nursing home. You know, if it came down to that, I mean, I understand, mm-hmm. dude, you know, you may not have the room for your mom or the financial, you know, means, dude, to, you know, take care of this person and things like that. But, you know, when we sit here and we do nothing, you know, and we don't even try, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've lost my job recently, and I recently, you know, got hired on with another company, you know, because our CFO is Indian and he knows what's going on and he's aware. He's an anti-vaxxer. You guys, you know, might have to lose your jobs. You guys might have to, you know, tell your candy ass preacher, you know, to go blow. I mean, you know, this is, you know, I'm starting a new rule, you know, here on, you know, what really happened with Michael Ribeiro, and I'm only speaking for myself, but okay. I'm only going to call talking about my activism, the things that I have done to make this community better, because I'm tired of listening to conservative radio. It's just a bitch fest. I mean, all people do is just sit here and complain about what's going on, and they never do nothing. Let's not be about nothing. This is a smart audience. You know, we have some of the most intelligent people, dude. There's engineers, dude, calling here. There's chemists calling here. There's people, dude, that understand, dude, chemicals and things like that. We need to find somebody who's going to work on, you know, the vaccine for you, Mike. No,
yes.
That's it, man, because, dude, you know, I understand, dude, you know, when you're caught between a rock and a hard place, man, I quit my job. I was hated by my employer because I was sitting there telling people, you know, what's inside, dude, the vaccine, you know, talking about, you know, that they have the right, dude, to informed consent and things of that nature, man, and I was about to be out of my job. They were going to fire me, but then I found somebody, dude, who felt similarly through a conversation, you know, that I had with somebody at a bar. And things like that. We are out there. We need to network. I mean, I agree with Lauren wholeheartedly, dude. And all that stuff, man. You know, calling the show just to complain about illegal immigrants, dude, all day. Complain about COVID. Complain. I want to hear callers calling with solutions. I want to hear callers calling about what they did this weekend to piss off some liberals. What they did, you know, to piss off the Republican establishment. I want to go and see all of these candidates, dude, for their city council, for state government, and for the national scene. I mean, most of the time, dude, these candidates won't even come to Alabama, dude, because they figure, dude, you know, that the Republican Party, dude, is just a firm rock and all that stuff. When we're getting rhinos in here, I mean, you know, anybody from Alabama that's on here listening, and Mo Brooks is a rhino, dude. Trump would have never picked him and all that stuff. He was an establishment, you know, Mitch McConnell throw-in. And all that stuff. We need America First candidates. I am a full-blown MAGA patriot. And, you know,
yes.
Brandon, you know, the Donald Trump dude to me is not the answer, but he is the father of the Reformation that happened in 2016. We are not the same Republican Party. These establishment rhinos, dude, are no different than Democrats. They're all New World Order shills. They're all bought and paid for. I mean, you want Fauci gone? Yeah, everybody get up off your butt. Let's demand that he's gone. You want Biden gone? Everybody, let's recall Biden. What's up? Recall Biden. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. I only want to talk about answers. So if it means that I don't call, dude, for a long time, it's because I don't have an answer. And I only want to hear answers. We need
okay.
to find the next chemist that is going to help us fight COVID-19. You know, the tragedies of the magnetism that's, you know, in these shots, dude. We need to expose this. We need to expose everything. We need your intellect, all of you people. We need your intellect, dude, in every which capacity that you can. I can't do anything about chemics because I'm not a chemist. I can't do anything about engineering because I'm not engineering. But I am a fighter, and I'll go out and agonize, you know, the Republican establishment, dude, or terrorize, dude, the liberals, man. I don't care. We need you people doing what you can. Because if we don't fight and we just sit here and complain, well, we acquiesce more,
and allowed you to, everything you to sit here and just keep happening to us is our own fault. It is our own fault. Have a good afternoon, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Mitchell in Memphis. Mitchell, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Mike Rivera, what's up?
You tell me.
It'll be a tough one to follow. Listen, Mike, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he's always talking, you know, one thing or another, and he's always talking. He said we're being taken over by China, by a Chinese communist government. Now,
I don't agree with him on that one, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'd like to say, Alex, we're being taken over by individuals in our government that are allowing the United States to be taken over.
Yes.
Is that a better way to put it?
Well, you know, the United States is being taken over from within by Marxist liberals, and China's got very little to do with it.
So is it safe to say, Mike, that China is only as capable as the individuals in our government allow?
Yeah, I think that would be an accurate assessment.
Okay. Would it be safe to say the deep state is only as capable as the individuals in our government allow?
Well, I think the individuals in our government are part of the deep state, so I'm not sure that really applies.
Okay, we could throw in the banking cartel and the military. We could keep filling in and run out that same line.
Okay.
So let's look at the individuals in our government, as you were just bringing up. The individuals in our government are only as capable as the amount of support and protection they receive from the military and the police. I mean, you saw what happened on January the 6th.
Yes. Well, that was kind of staged, you know, to try and turn America against Trump supporters and against conservatives and against whites. Didn't really work. It was a rather botched propaganda effort.
Okay. I mean, periodically I'm hearing people talk about there's these key dates that keep popping up. And these key dates are dates where people are claiming that the government was altered away from a constitutional system to some administrative courts or a corporate system, whatever. 1865 comes up.
Yes.
The controversy of the 13th Amendment and the status of the individual in society, citizen and such. 1871 pops up. 1913, you did a video on that one.
Yes, I did.
1913, the taking of the gold and the bankruptcy of the country and such. But Mike, the thing is that the individual in government did something unconstitutional, committed unconstitutional actions in these key dates, but they were supported and protected by the military and the police. The military and the police are still protecting what happened in 1913.
Yes, they are.
You know, when I bring this up, at this point, as we've discussed, the police, the military are defending and supporting and protecting a corrupt, illegitimate, tyrannical government. That's what they're doing. Now, if I call the police into question in the military, people get angry and start apologizing for them. Let's look at this logically. Let's take a category. Let's take serial killers as a category.
Okay.
If I were to ask you, if I were to say, well, they're not all bad. If I say they're all bad, rather, would you say they're not all bad?
I'm sorry. You're talking about serial killers. I would tend to say that they're all bad.
Exactly.
They're all crazy.
So by definition, if as a category, the category, the people are doing something bad, then they're all bad in the category. So the military, if the military and the police, if the individuals as a category are protecting a corrupt, illegitimate, tyrannical government, then they're all bad.
Well, they're all in the wrong for supporting that corrupt, tyrannical government, but we should not let that erase the fact that, you know, they're also, you know, helping rescue people and, catch bank robbers and, you know, kidnappers and things like that. I think that's a little bit too much of an overgeneralization for me.
Okay. I'll go with that. Let me read something here. What is a citizen? Simple definition. It says, here's a citizen, an inhabitant of a city or town, especially one entitled to the rights and privileges of a free man. Let me jump down here. It says, a native or naturalized person who owes allegiance to a government and is entitled to protection from it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the arrangement. That was the deal. That was the quid pro quo. That was the social contract.
Yes.
That's why we're paying the taxes. But see, we're not getting the protection, Mike.
No, we're not. We're not getting value for money for the taxes that they collect from us.
No, and so now we've established that the people in government, along with impersonating government officials in an illegitimate government, they're also guilty of dereliction of duty. We're not getting...
I think it could be said that they're committing fraud under false color of authority. Anyway, listen, Mitchell, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We still got a couple of callers I'm going to try and get through before the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing? I guess last year they gave Penrose the Nobel Prize for his Penrose Hawking Theorem.
Okay.
You hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Well, we were talking about Big Bang a couple of months ago, and also the idea of the black hole, and the theoretical part of it was Penrose did a solution for Einstein's gravitational equations that gave a singularity at the initial condition when you know the radius of the star was in a certain situation and gravitational energy and such was at the right in the right situation. But
that's an interesting development, because the last I heard, physicist, cosmologist had said there really is no such thing as a dimensionless singularity, that what you find at the center of a black hole is now called a Planck object, after the physicist Planck, which is extraordinarily small but has a finite dimension to it.
Right. Well, I worked for a professor from Czechoslovakia 50 years ago who was adamantly opposed to Penrose's idea, because he said Penrose used a spherically symmetric metric. In other words, he didn't allow any rotation in the system, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And what my professor talked about was, if you decrease the size of the star, then certainly the angular momentum will go up, and it will not allow this angular momentum will not allow a singularity. And I worked for him on these 10 field equations, and each equation was at least 3 pages long, and it was a stack of paper, and he was trying to calculate the whole situation numerically for
mm-hmm.
certain initial conditions. But anyway, I thought I'd call in, and I'm going to do a little more research to see what's going on. But I know about the Planck length, but they gave the guy the prize. This is what I'm getting at, see?
Yeah, but, you know, Nobel Prizes have gone to, you know, people who were later proven to have made some horrible mistakes. I mean, the Nobel Prize is a nice thing to have, but it's not an ironclad guarantee that they were correct, merely popular.
No, I agree with you, but I just thought I'd call in and mention it to you because we had been talking about it, and I just looked up Penrose, see what he was doing. He's still alive. He's 89 years old, and I just want to say one more thing. The real hero of the 1950s, I think, and he's kind of a maverick, would be Hugh Everett. Are you familiar with what he did, Parallel World?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll let you go and talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and we are at the end of the show, and I apologize to that one caller who was still on hold. Please call in tomorrow. We'll make sure we get you on the air. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Please post us to all your social media while you still can. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.